Oh, yeah, I have to do that, don't I? And here we go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
One ping.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 707 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is October 30th, 2021. Hallow's Eve. Just right before Halloween. Exciting times indeed. And hey, we have a full cast today, so that's even more exciting. If you're not familiar with this podcast, we are a video game podcast, but we do talk about all kinds of things. Life, funny stories, not so funny stories, media, all kinds of craziness. And yeah, sometimes we're solo, like last week. Sometimes we have a full cast, like this week. And it's just, it's going smoothly. So I'm not going to jinx it anymore. I'm just going to forge ahead. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. We'll do an audio version of the podcast as well. We are on at 9 p.m. in the UK, whether or not it's daylight savings time or not.
Or 2021, apparently.
Yeah, just don't ask me what time it is. We're on at 2 p.m. today, but we'll be on normally at 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. And on the show, here we go. Settle in, folks. You've got myself, of course, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. We've got Miss Kim Woods, or should I say Catwoman.
Hey! Howdy, howdy.
Or should
Happy
I say
Halloween.
Horse Whisperer.
Eh.
Eh. Come on, Kim. Brighten up. Buck up. You don't have chores anymore.
Well, no, I still have chores, just not as many chores. So.
All right. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also on the show today, making his triumphant return to making a show without errors, Robin Tate.
Hiya. Good evening, everybody. I've just arrived in my Tesla. I've got my new Starlink going, and it's absolutely fantastic. I've been tweeting out like mad, and I'm going to go into that new high-speed tunnel thing and then get into my rocket and take off. Good evening, everybody, especially Dan. How are you all?
Cheers. And last, but certainly not least, it's the Smurf you didn't know that you knew. Pete Chin on the show. What's up, Papa Smurf?
Yay. I'm so glad to be back.
Yay. It could have been worse. I could have called you Ginger.
There's got to be something. Cockcages, Gingers, or Smurfs. I'll accept all of them.
Welcome back, Pete. Welcome back. So we've got a full cast. It's going to be a good show. I can feel it already. We've got a great chat going even beforehand. I think they were actually betting on whether the show would start on time or not. And look, the over-under, hopefully you weren't betting the over because we started on time. Imagine that. All right. Let's talk some birthdays. We've got a few birthdays coming up. I'm going to start with the most important birthdays, and then we'll get to the least important one. David Naylor having a birthday. He actually just had his birthday October 28th, so happy birthday to him. Andy Cox having a birthday on the 6th.
God, Kim, I wish that person behave yourself. Andy's a very nice guy.
Sorry, I apologize.
That's okay. And Pete Chin's having a birthday on November 1st.
Oh, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Yeah, Pete, how old are you turning? Aren't you like 73 now? You dye your hair a lot. I know.
Gingers never have to dye their hair. They will. Gingers never die. Basically, in all ways of life, our souls don't ever die because we haven't got any.
Didn't they get us all?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm 43.
Holy crap.
43.
What was I doing at 43? Probably this exact same thing. Well, Pete, you know what? We are excited that you're turning another year. it clearly you are another year wiser.
Really?
Ish. I don't know. Not really. I can't make this. I can't take this anywhere. But you know what? We need to play you a birthday song. Robin, do you have a special birthday song for Pete and the rest of the who's getting older?
Insert name here. Happy birthday to you! The gentleman was not recognized.
That was the best birthday song I've ever heard in my entire life.
I know, isn't it? Isn't it?
You know what it was? It was like quite the silence.
It's amazing how well tuned that was.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Pitch perfect. Lord just said gingers were here before the dinosaurs, and I think that's right.
That could be right.
I remember seeing the dinosaurs.
I have a ginger
story. They were around for a bit.
I have a ginger story, but I'll see if it.
Yeah, well, that was the problem. That's why the dinosaurs and the gingers almost all died. It was the UV protection. Apparently, the gingers were just enough of them survived to carry on. All right, let's do some story time, Robin.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay.
I like it.
TV show this is.
It's a well-oiled machine, man. I'm telling you.
What happened? Jesus. What happened?
It got broke, but we like it broke. It's called bougie broke. It's like when you're completely broke, but still bougie.
I think Robin just really gave up on trying to. We had it sort of working, and so he just said, screw it. We can,
sorta,
make the system work.
Sort of. It's pretty good.
All right, Pete, look, you have been off the show the longest. You look like you are in unfamiliar digs, so let's talk about this. The move is complete-ish.
Almost. I mean, you know when you get to that stage where you've just got like loads of boxes in your house and
right.
you start unpacking them all? We've mm-hmm. got to that stage. I've not got curtains in every room, so there's not curtains in this room at the moment. So we're in and we're existing in it. We're living.
Okay.
And the previous tenant who was here, she's left her internet connection active because she was worried that she was going to lose her BT internet email address. So we know each other, and she says, just keep it going. Just give me the money. So I've got internet. So it's not like I've not got anything. You know, if I had to arrange this all myself, I probably wouldn't have internet at this stage. So I'm using her a connection. I'm just giving her the money. I set up my PC and stuff today, and I thought I'll get on the show because I said I would. I said I'd be on for Halloween weekend. And, we're moved.
A man of your word. Pete, okay, so let me ask you this. Obviously, not completely moved in. You still have things in boxes.
Yeah.
You arrive, so, just help us out with this scenario. You arrive at the house.
Yeah.
You have a moving truck, I'm assuming, with some stuff in it.
I've moved it all myself, pretty much.
Okay, so you moved it all yourself. So you've moved everything off the truck. It's in the house, scattered about. What was the very first thing you actually set up like it was functioning, ready to be used?
A cock cage.
Of course.
I assumed you were wearing that the entire time, Pete.
No. It gets a bit sore when you do things like that. You know, it's that movement. Sometimes, you know, when you're lifting stuff as well, I don't want to catch it. You got to be careful with things, health and safety. So,
I would just like to point out that, you know, one of the very last shows Pete was on, he's like, can we not go a show without mentioning cock cages? and here we were. I was all prepared not to mention it today. And who's the first person to bring it up?
I'm sorry. Okay. The first thing I unpacked, that's a really
good question. No, unpacked and set up, as in, like, you set it up and this was now good to use. This is a telling thing.
The first thing was the cooker.
The cooker.
Yeah. We had a brand new oven delivered.
Okay.
Opened up, set up, ready to cook. And that was the first thing that I did in this house.
Okay. All right.
So Nothing.
You might have to turn your man card in, Pete, because it should have been the television or the computer. Either of those would have been acceptable.
I've not even got an aerial. The previous tenants used to have satellite, and we haven't got a satellite dish. And yeah, we've not. They've not even got an aerial, so we've not got TV.
I mean, I'm curious to know what the chat thinks of this. I mean, you know, is his response proper for the man of the house? I honestly, I mean, it should have been internet, TV, something technical should have been set up first.
No, can I redeem myself and say that we've got Netflix? We've got that at least.
I don't know if that redeems you, Pete.
Oh. Nobody puts Andy in a cock cage.
Imagine Cox, you just threw cock in there. You know, it doesn't say cock cage. It just says cage. Yeah. Your mind is in a very particular space right now, Pete. I'm glad to see the move has gone well.
It has, yeah. It's been a long one. We've had a lot of decorating to do.
Yes. Luckily, I did see the shape of the house as you moved in.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't great. So luckily, I've still got my old house now, and I'm still emptying it bit by bit. I mean, the majority of it's gone now. I've got about 4 carloads left to bring over. So it's
did you have
a bit
to
of
do
the
any,
sorest days. It's very empty.
Did you have to do any pivoting?
Pivot!
Pivot!
No.
If you've ever watched the Friends episode where they're trying to move in a couch, you'll understand. Friends. One of the right. greatest episodes ever. Okay. Well, we're
so
happy.
That's me. I've not done anything else. I really haven't, apart from working.
Great to have you on moving. The show.
I am so happy to be back. I said to Shell earlier, I said I'm really looking forward to seeing the guys and hoping that they're all right and everything's doing well. Because I've not listened to the previous shows, last 3 weeks, I think it is. So I'm sorry. But I'm
a few of those shows you're probably better off not having listened to.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe stay away.
Last week's, though, was epically good. So I'm just saying, if you want to catch up on one, that's the one to catch up on.
Right. Okay.
I think a natural. I think some of the quotes the press had said, a natural born podcaster just should have been a DJ.
Or was it natural born idiot? I'm not sure which. It was probably tomato, tomato. All right. From you, Pete, we will shift to our resident Catwoman.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
You really are Catwoman in more ways than one. You have the ears, of course, sporting right now. Yeah. But you also have kittens in the house.
Yeah, I have a couple of bottle-fed kittens. They're not bottle-fed anymore. They've moved on to wet cat food. But, yeah, their mama had abandoned them, and there was 4 of them to start out with, but I lost a couple. And so I've got Freddy and Frida Freeloader. So.
Can we see one? Where are they?
Well, they're in the living room at the moment. I mean, can go get one, I guess, you know.
Yeah, if you were following Kim on social media, you would have seen plenty
this
of
this is
pictures,
true. I'll tag you in some pictures afterwards.
I'm living in a bubble. Okay.
Bubble boy.
Right? From Papa Smurf to Bubble Boy. So, yeah, so they're 5 weeks old as of Saturday. So they're getting along all right. So I had to separate them because Frida's a bit of a bully, and I already had to take Freddy to the vet to get the world's tiniest steroid shot. So it was funny.
How much did that tiny steroid shot cost you? That's what I want to know.
Oh, 30. Was it 30? It was either $23 or $32.
That's not bad.
The exam was $50, so it cost more to look this little 0.06 pound kitten over than it was to actually give him the shot, which is, what do you say, 1/100th of a milliliter or something. So, I mean, it was a tiny, tiny little shot.
Amazing.
So
I never felt so naughty in my life. I had to take my dog to the vets last week. And every year, they're supposed to have a booster shot. And I was 3 weeks late because of moving and all that jazz. I missed it. So I've got to restart the course again, which has cost me double.
Oh.
So it's cost me £68 for 2 injections. And I've never felt so naughty in my life. And I feel you, Kim, there for paying the money, first of all, for an injection like that. And it's just crazy money, isn't it? Just for injections. And then, I got made to feel like a real naughty kid when I pulled it. And the dog's fine. He's walking, he's barking, now, he's eating, and he's shitting around the place.
Did you feel naughty because you just internally felt bad, or did you feel naughty because the vet was giving you dirty looks?
No, they were giving me real bad shit about bringing him 3 weeks late, and I was just like, well, I'm sorry, but you know, life got in the way, and then you've got to restart the course. It's going to cost you extra.
Your dog could have died.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
dog could have been
guilt trip time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd been here just 2 weeks earlier, you would have been fine. But
she said as well, because he's a British bulldog. If anybody's seen Churchill Insurance, there's a British bulldog that leads that. That's the big the big brand label. It's a bulldog, and the vet was checking all around him, and she says, "Oh, bulldogs normally get screw tail." So their anus normally gets like ingrown tail into it, and that's what we call it, screw tail. Okay. And I was like, it's fine. We look after him, and I've checked it. And she just wouldn't believe me. And she looked at it, and she went, it's all right, it's fine. I said, I know it's fine.
I've just Googled it. I'm not putting that on YouTube. No!
No, do not put that on YouTube.
No.
Vets pee me off, man.
I like my vet. My vet's pretty laid back, so thank God they don't do that, or I would be looking for another vet because I don't need any more guilt trips. Because shit, I do.
Yeah,
that
no kidding.
Or your
podcast mates. You should see me today yesterday during the horse sale and all that shit. It did not go as planned, and ones that sold that we thought would bring more didn't, and it was not good.
I'm sorry.
That's the way things go. So.
So was my prediction about cheeseburgers correct?
Maybe. Sadly, yeah.
All right.
For a couple of them anyway, but
we're moving on. Yeah. What else, Kim? What else has been going on?
That's pretty much about it. I assume we're going to talk about the whole Witcher shakeup here eventually.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the news.
Yeah, so I'll have something there. But other than that, like I said, kittens, I had to take the little one to the vet, and that was hilarious.
All right.
I had like this gigantic cat cage and this little bitty
cage? What, sorry?
Cat cage.
Cat cage. Clearly
cat
defined.
Cage. You know, easy, Robin. And all this right. little bitty, like, not even a pound kitten in it, so that was hilarious. But anyway, yeah, it's been a typical week around my house, so.
Okay, well, we will go on from the cat woman, or cat whisperer, to the cat killer.
Oh, God.
Robin Tate.
I really don't know where to start with this one.
I mean,
yous are all going to say, told you so. And Oreo, our cat, is gone.
Aww.
What happened?
I'm sorry. You ran it over, didn't you?
He looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
You knocked it over, didn't you?
No.
I'm going to start crying in a second.
No. as you're aware, I've got a very, very friendly neighbor, and I've got nothing to be worried about at all. So since we've moved here and lived in this house for 10 years, we this is our third cat that has died at his hands.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
The Stanley, the Irish redneck, did it?
Yeah, which you brought him up the other day, and I thought was very, very funny.
Oh, no.
He doesn't seem that friendly anymore.
And so we've had three cats, a cockerel, and two rabbits, all at the hands of Stanley in semi-suspicious circumstances.
Semi-suspicious?
So he phoned me about a week and a half ago to say, Oreo, because Oreo sort of lives with us and with him and everywhere around the place. And not too well. Taking him to the vets, he's drooling a bit in the mouth. And okay, well, sure, if it's a bill, let me know. And he says, well, okay. And then about a week later, he phoned me and said, look, I've taken him to the vet again, and Oreo is no longer with us. Had to put him down.
Aww.
So, yeah, he knocked one down. Another one disappeared under suspicious circumstances. The two rabbits were accidentally poisoned while we were in America 1 year. And he took a shotgun to the cockerel. So,
Robin, see, okay, I just got to say this right now. you know, in Stockton, which is a city not too far away from me, there was a man who was arrested, and you know, he is suspected as part of the death of six different people. They deemed him a serial killer.
I feel like
Stanley fits this bill.
I'm just kind of curious about it now. It's kind of odd. So God bless, Oreo is gone, and Stanley has nothing to do with it, which were completely innocent, and has an alibi for every single one of them.
I think you need to set up one of those new cameras you've bought.
Why do I have Stanley's so house? Many cameras? I mean, looking at the screen, it's gotta say it's this is footage from my house yesterday, and if you can see here,
all I know is I am never eating stew at your
gentleman
house.
Gentleman,
right?
Appeared at my front door with a chainsaw, and appeared at the window, and I'll just replay that again for anybody that missed it. So we
I
have
would just like everybody to know I was in this country the entire time.
Yes, the chainsaw massacre happened. Anyway, so yesterday we had a Halloween party for all the kids. We had an absolute mountain of them here. And I accidentally dressed up as an old gentleman. And while they were playing a pass the parcel game, these are kids, lots of them under 10 years old, I walked up to the living room window and tapped the window with a chainsaw and a very scary old man mask.
What the...
And there was at least four of them burst into tears. And
well done.
I had told no one, including Jasmine, that I seen her bottom lip turning. Yeah, I was a very, very bad human. I have to say it was a bit funny.
Now, I understand you thought it was funny, Robin. I would like to know the reaction from Judith.
She wanted to get him to pose for photographs. So,
All right.
So, we dressed them up as mummies and played past the park, all quite innocent. And I'll bring up a photograph here of lots of the people from all players. I'll just pop this photograph up on the screen right now. So this is a crowd of them now, and we're wrapping them up in kitchen roll as you do making mummies. And shortly, so the window just at the far there, I tapped that in my old man outfit. That went down very well indeed. So something else had happened. So we had everybody around. It was great. We had a big.
I would just like to put this picture out to Child Services.
we had a big day, lots of buffet food and sweets and like a treasure hunt. For some reason, Judith made this fantastic cake, and the cake had like a mouth with teeth in it. It was like that. It just reminded me of that vagina with teeth movie. Pete would know all about it. So after we had fed all the kids, it was like an all afternoon thing. We the adults were going to get some Chinese food, and I didn't have any cash, and that's the way we pay for stuff here. So I thought, I'll whiz down to the ATM at the nearby service station and get some cash. So I drive down to the ATM and jump out of the car, and at that point I realize I have my complete Luigi suit on and the garage is completely packed with people. It's at that point where I realize which I've had on all day. Yeah. So I'm sure there's a few photographs of Luigi at the ATM. I didn't get through the whole day, and got to bed last night and the suit came off. And I woke up this morning and I didn't realize they still had the green Luigi hat on and slept with it all night long. That was good. I will say one thing. I'm going to go just change it. Props where props is due. I watched the latest episode of Andor. Gotta say, Greg, this one did it for me.
Okay.
This is more like it now. So, you know, a character appeared from one of the other movies. Very, very good.
Nice tie-in.
Starting to tie in and just, yes, I got it this week. Good stuff. So I really, really enjoyed that. And I've been listening to one book called Justice Corrupted. Just came out. It's a Ted Cruz book. Not going to say anything more about it, but very, very interesting. Going on about some of the governmental stuff that's went on through the years from Nixon all the way through. And it's a very, very interesting book. So that's what I'm up to, apart from work. I've got a day off tomorrow. Mexico, they've got a day off tomorrow, so I'm supporting them in every way that I possibly can.
As you should.
As I should. And that's about it. The kids are all off this week for their half-term Halloween break. And
okay.
Yeah, I'll spend a day or so all with right. them. Maybe take a bit of time off at the end of the week. And that's been me.
Good.
Busy, busy.
All right, excellent. Fun. Well, let's see. I guess that leaves me. So Andor, mm-hmm. as we just alluded to, continues to be fantastic. You know, again, I will just reiterate, I think what I love most about Andor is the mature storytelling they're doing. It's excellent writing. The characters are, they take their time with the characters. They don't just rush through. You know, in typical Star Wars movie fashion, you know, something that happened to a character over a couple of years, they might cover in like 5-10 minutes. But here, you get like a whole episode dedicated to a certain, you know, event that's happening to a character. And it helps you really understand them. It helps you understand kind of, you know, I think it is also building, you know, it's setting the table for other things to happen. So, well, I'm, you know, definitely yeah. trying to not give away anything here.
I think some
That'd
twists.
That'd be good, because I haven't caught up yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think some twists. I mean, our dweeby guy, of course, dweeby guy is going to play a major part in the story somewhere yes. down the line.
And I'm fascinated with that whole angle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anyway, so
anyway,
really good. Really very good. Much yeah. enjoyed
Pick it.
Up. Yeah. Work has been crazy busy all of a sudden.
Crack.
And this typically happens. It's a good busy, but uh-huh. it's busy. And I'm prepping in 2 weeks' time. I'll be going up to Nike. That's actually going to be a lot of fun.
Oh,
so I'm excited to go to their campus. Yeah, just do it. But it is funny.
Don't use because that, by the way, because they've already thought of that one. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not going to.
Just
I'll
do.
I'll probably say it anyway.
Just yeah. do there. Or Z. But just do Z.
The funny thing, they're so like in this mentality. You can't wear anything Under Armour, Adidas, Converse, no competitor apparel. And you know, I'm sure if you showed up in it, they wouldn't kick you out. But you probably are never getting business with them. Mm-hmm. They're going to blacklist you.
Right.
So so it's interesting, just the mindset, the culture, that kind of thing. One other thing, and then we'll just dive into games. But I have been listening to a book series called Star Kingdom. The first three books are an omnibus, and then the next two books are another omnibus. So you can kind of buy them Star in chunks, Kingdom. Which
I
is nice.
I can't remember that name, but I'm old.
Yeah, yeah. Right so, then. Star Kingdom, I'm very much enjoying it. It's not, it's unlike a lot of the other story, you know, sci-fi books that we've listened to, Robin. Just to put it in perspective, you know, it's not Expeditionary Force, but there are some kind of funny little quip moments.
Okay.
To it. Anyway, okay, that's it. Let's talk games.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
The interesting thing is that I can't hear them either.
yeah, you're visually you're going off the visual cue, right? Yep,
uh-huh.
Yep, I love it. All right, where do we start? Where do we start, Pete? Let's talk about all the games you've played.
I haven't played any at all.
Oh, for fuck's
That's
sake.
Incorrect, Pete. You have been playing stacking a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that went over like a lead balloon.
Lead balloon, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to somebody who actually has played a game.
Oh,
Kim.
Can I just mention some of the TV though that I've watched?
Oh, well, yes.
I know we're talking of video games, but I've watched all of the Dharma series. Have you seen that?
Which
have
one?
You seen that? The Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. No, I don't think I really want to watch that. I've heard it's pretty grim and grisly.
Fucking hell, man! It really is. Man, that guy's crazy. So I've watched that, but I watched a good film called The Good Nurse, mm-hmm. and following on from one serial killer to another, it's about it's starring two people called Jessica Chastain and Eddie Redmayne. Eddie Redmayne was in he was Stephen Hawking's. What was that film called? Which I can't remember it now. But anyway. Eddie Redmayne is a real popular actor, and he's great in this as well. So this is based on a true story, The Good Nurse, and it was one nurse who's got a problem with her heart, and this other guy who has been moved around hospitals because, well, I don't want to spoil it, to be honest, but he's been moved around hospitals a lot. And there's a big thing that gets uncovered. And, it, yeah, it's based on a true story. It involves a lot of people dying. And it is a real good watch, to be fair. And I didn't know anything about the story until I watched this film and I read into it a little bit more. And God, one of them is a right sicko.
I feel like I'm watching a very different nurses movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's he put on? Like, carry
I don't know. That looks like the good nurse to me, though.
So anyway, that's the only thing I've done in the past 3 weeks. I'm so sorry. Next week, I'll come back with a video game, and I'm excited to listen to what you guys have done.
Okay, enough of that, Robin.
What is he doing?
Oh, this
gonna
is
get kicked off a Twitch,
you know? An adult version of the good nurse.
It's called the sexy nurse. Yeah.
He's got a pencil up his bum.
Yeah, we don't need to see that again, Robin. Thank you. All right, Kim, let's talk about... First, let's give a shout-out to the chat.
Yeah, it's good tonight.
All righty, we have Martin in there. Hardly Dan is in there. Lord's been in there. So Boomer showed up.
Yeah!
We've got quite the group in here today.
Whoop-a!
So, yeah.
All right, Kim. Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Yeah, I've played some more of that. I've managed to get, and I think there's only four, I've managed to get three of the four gods finished. So I'm well on my way to defeating Typhon, I assume. So yeah, I'm still plugging away at that, doing the little bolts and all that kind of stuff. So it's not wearing on me yet, but I am kind of in a mood to get it done, I guess you'd say.
Get her done.
So yeah, right. still plugging away at it. So still fun, right. But I'm also kind of ready to move on to some other things because I've still got Stray and Kena and a bunch of the others on the PlayStation that I haven't touched in probably a month. So I probably
you got a little bit of a backlog.
Yeah,
I think all of us are getting backlogs, and there's just no way to catch up. So.
Right, exactly.
Getting hammered at the backlog. Yeah.
So that's all I've been doing this week. So when I can.
I'm afraid to ask. Robin, let's talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin.
Talk to me, Robin.
So, I'm sorry, it's racing once again.
That's okay. We were racing free last week.
I'm in week four of the tournament that I'm in. It's a 12-week tournament. And this week was in Oulton Park. And I streamed my first race in Oulton Park live. Yeah, this is it on the feed coming up now. And we had Martin in there and Lord in my live stream. And it was going swimmingly well. Well, I did punt someone off the first corner. And yeah, and then I picked up lots of places and then clipped a curb on about the second lap and put myself in the Armco and completely destroyed my car. Yeah.
Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah, so yeah, it was. Sorry. Yeah, indeed, it didn't go too well. But saying that, thankfully, I can rerun the races, and I actually didn't stream it. I know you need a video proof, but I did get a podium. My first ever podium. And it was kind of fabulous. So I'm having a great old time. I'm now in the top 1,000 of my league, so I'm going uprightly. I'm having some good.
How
battles.
Big is your league? If you say 1,000,
yeah, there's 1,000. If you say like, sorry, there's 2,000 something 400 in my division.
Okay,
in my division.
Okay,
and I'm in
that's
the
impressive.
Third division, second, and there's five divisions. So what happens? Then after 6 weeks, the divisions and the rookies get chopped up. Now, saying that in my safety rating and in my thing called ELO, I think I'm going to come out of rookies very, very quickly. I think I've got two races to go, and then my rookie
status.
That
was my question. How do you graduate out of rookies? What's the criteria?
You have to have a certain safety rating, which is have to be above four, which I now am, and you have to have done 10 races. And you have to have an ELO over 1500, which is, I think, at 1480 at the moment. So I go from rookie status to like bronze and then silver, platinum, and blah, 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 all the way up. But when, as soon as you leave the rookie status, it opens up a whole pile more races for you within that LFM league. Now, there are other leagues out there. So I think this is my coming up to the if you're watching in the live stream now in the video, we're coming up to the end of the first lap. I am sitting in 10th position here. I qualified, I believe, 13th. And after the first lap, I was going, yeah, this is good. And I actually didn't have my racing cam up. I was there to change the racing cam here now, just in time to go around the first corner. And as I come around this first corner, I'm coming down to the really odd little bump just around this corner, and I clip the inside curb. And what did I shout, boys? Fuck!
Good graphics, man, isn't
it? Yeah, so at that stage, my wheel was all the way. I did finish the race, but it kind of spoiled it. I did it all myself. I did it all to myself. That was a... Yeah. I then went away and give it up. I raced 1 hour later at another race and did a bit better, but then I had a race on around one of your Greg DeLacy specials around the lunchtime and got a podium. It worked. I stepped away from it.
That's what you got to do. You got to step away.
So next week we're in a little track called Zolder, which is in Belgium, Deutschland. So it's a great track and I like it, but it's tight. This little track I was on this week is a very, very little tight English track. Zolder's good, but I like it too. So it's good. Good. And thanks for dropping into the live stream, guys. It's kind of fun. I'm enjoying that too. So, and that's been me. That's just race.
Okay.
Having such a great time.
Funny little anecdote to the whole like stepping away thing. It's become a thing for me at work. Anytime I actually leave the house or step away and like go out for like a coffee or something, contracts come in. And so my boss now tells me she wants me to step away from the office more often. Okay, so I have a long list of games to talk about. So I will get some of the familiar stuff out of the way real quickly. Got in a great fun session of Halo on Wednesday this past week. It was Martin, myself, and Snoogans was there. No PUBG on Friday. Unfortunately, work stuff was getting in the way. All kinds of other things were getting in the way for everybody else. So we just kind of put that on pause. Plague's Tale Requiem.
Ooh.
I continue to play this. I really, really love this game. Now, I love the first one.
Is this the second one?
Yes. This is the second one. It's up on Game Pass. Again, if you are familiar with the first one, especially through the first parts of this game, it's going to feel very similar. Not the same. I think it looks better. I think the dialogue is just a little bit smoother in terms of the writing. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's going to feel very familiar. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good thing. I think that for fans of the first game, you're going to very much enjoy the second game, especially in the start. My understanding is there are some new wrinkles to it as you continue to go through the game. But I haven't got to that point yet. Still very much just kind of feeling my way through. There are some frustrating moments in the game where you have these, you know, they're environmental puzzles to solve. And a lot of it involves the rats, but sometimes it's involving the guards and the rats. And there are a couple of them I've come across that they're hard to figure out. How to navigate the environment, how to get the rats to take the guards out, or vice versa, how to use fire to keep the rats at bay. And so I do find myself on a couple of these dying frequently. But the good news is it's a very fast start back up. You're not, you know, the load time is real fast and you're back in the game right away. So right.
Okay.
I like that. I'll continue on this game.
Yeah, first game was good.
I'm enjoying my time with it.
First game was good. It needs a Stanley mode.
Yeah, definitely.
You kind of get a Stanley mode. Anyway. Okay. I am weak. I have always had this stance of Call of Duty. I tend to kind of buy every other one. I stayed away from the last Call of Duty, and I think I fortunately stayed away from that because it definitely did not review well. Modern Warfare 2, I kind of felt I was going to stay away from it. And then I was talking to my buddy Chris, and he was like, oh, you got to get it. Come on. And I'm like, no. Oh, you know what? I'll get it. Fine.
Peer pressure
from my friend. It's going to be great for Extra Life. I will say that. So I'm good with the purchase. Modern Warfare 2, I fired it up, started playing through the single-player campaign. I have yet to touch multiplayer. The game looks great. And it looked good before. Don't get me wrong. I you know, in my memory, Modern Warfare 2 looks great, but this really looks like a whole new level. One of the things I love is the scopes. You know, because you'll see like the scope in front of you, and you'll just see a little bit slight magnification through the scope compared to the surrounding area. It's kind of hard to explain, but you get that sensation or that sense of, oh, the scope's actually doing, you know, it actually is a magnification device on the gun.
Question.
Yeah.
This is a remake of what Modern Warfare 2?
Yes.
So, is there no Russians singing it?
I believe so. I haven't got there yet. So,
how far in was that? Was it?
I think it was fairly far in. It was like a third of the way in, maybe two thirds of the way in.
Just interested to see if they just do it directly.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they took it out and they've replaced it with something else. But I mean, as far as I understand, it's faithful to the original. Anyway, so far so good. Very much like what I've been getting from the game, enjoying it. So, in fact, I am just getting to Amsterdam in the game on my end. So, yeah. Really? Yes, Kim.
Sorry. I just found out Boomer got Modern Warfare after saying he wasn't going to get it. So now I guess I have to add it to the list.
Add it to the list. But I think it's actually a worthwhile purchase.
I'm tempted now.
Yeah, it is really solidly done. And that opening mission,
was it the oil rig?
The very, very
was
first it, mission.
Was it's oil, not, the oil rig, was it?
No, this is, you're going through like a desert. You're
on
kind
a horse
of,
with no name?
No, you're not on a horse. No name. You're just kind of going through like a crevasse in a desert wall, and you're kind of coming out and you're overlooking an encampment from basically Iranians and Russians, if I remember correctly. And you're just trying to spot a guy and call in an airstrike. But just visually, that little moment of going through that area, you just get the sensation this is on a new level of graphic fidelity. So, I definitely recommend Modern Warfare 2. I'm not the biggest Call of Duty guy in the world, but this definitely is. It's satisfying so far, and I have a feeling this might make its way into my Wednesday night play sessions. The other game I played, Battlefield 2042. So switching shooters.
Oh wow!
So I picked this one up on sale. $11 disc version. So, Mark had no interest in playing it for the longest time. And I was like, you know what? I'll pick it up for $11. Why not? My disc came with a 48 gig download.
Wow.
I had to download to make it work. But it's okay. I've only played kind of through that opening tutorial section of the game. So I haven't actually gotten into a proper multiplayer game yet.
I do have it if you want to play it virtually.
I think we should definitely play some. It feels different to the Modern Warfare games for sure.
Right.
Much bigger in scope. I think that's the big thing I get away
from.
They
always
did.
Yep.
But I mean, it looks good, feels solid, but it also feels chaotic. And that's the one thing about the Battlefield games that always is a little bit challenging is I think when games get too chaotic for me, I tend to wane interest because I like to feel like I have purpose on the battlefield. And I guess that's, in some sense, kind of what Battlefield brings to the table is that, you know, you are not just a lone wolf soldier that can win everything on your own. You really do have to be part of a team. So we'll see. You know, I will definitely play some of this and continue to play it. You know, it's going to be on my shooter list, especially since the winter update from Halo is still a ways out.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay. It's still in it. Yeah. It's still in it. Yep.
It's still in it. Let's talk about the most important thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So I played something new.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Play and Skills, Luis Romando.
Oh, that's right, yep.
He said in the What's That chat, he's like, you know, I think Greg should play 5 hours of Persona 5 Royale.
No way.
And I said to him, well, one, 5 hours is punishment. I will not do 5 hours. And then he said, well, how about an hour?
5 minutes.
And I said, you know what? I will do an hour. And so last night, through Cloud, I did play this on Cloud streaming. It played perfect. I fired up Persona 5 Royale. This is a series and genre I have absolutely no visibility into.
Hmm.
And I played 1 hour and 11 minutes of this game. And I have that
more
actually.
More than I thought you would.
11 minutes more than anybody thought would. I have documented that time, by the way, and I posted it in the WhatsApp chat because I knew people might question if I actually had or not. So I have notes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Be so, careful okay, here. So, careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Persona 5 Royale. Here we go. So you play as this character called the Joker. Not in any relationship to the Batman series. You're part of a thieves guild. The gameplay, it's interesting. It's kind of a mix of a lot of different genres. Combat is turn-based combat. There is some kind of platforming, as you saw in the video that you posted up there. And then there is a megaton of just watching.
Oh, God.
You know, I give Sony games sometimes a hard time about them being watchable as a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really what this is.
Oh.
In the tutorial, I had one combat sequence. No, I take it back. I had two combat sequences in 1 hour's time. And I had one, what I would call an actual platforming sequence. And then this ridiculous moment of it would go to a cutscene. It would cut away from the cutscene. And I would have to take control of my character. And I'd run down a corridor into another freaking cutscene.
Huh.
And then it would cut to me having to run around a corner into another cutscene. It was the weirdest thing ever. And honestly, painful. I hate Lewis right now for making me play this game. Legitimately, there's hate. Other characters in this game, and honestly, I have no freaking clue what's going on in this game. There's a mysterious girl who joins to fight with me and then is kind of like talking trash to me.
Hmm.
And then she just disappears. There's other girl voice, and literally that's what it says, other girl voice, and there's like a character of this person on screen.
It's other girl?
And it's the other girl, and she's talking. And I'm just kind of going through here. The bad guys morph into demons. That was my note here. So it's kind of reminded me a little bit almost Matrix-like, right, where, you know, was it Mr. Anderson? You know, he takes control of different characters on the screen and they morph into him. Just not as exciting as that. At the very kind of end of this opening tutorial section, as you're playing, you know, the character Joker, you're trying to escape this casino and you get outside. And I kid you not, you know, the cops had laid a trap for you and you're on this balcony and you jump down from the balcony onto the ground and you look up. And there's like 200 cops surrounding you with guns pointed at you.
Ah, right, okay. L.A.?
No, and I mean 200. It's the dumbest thing ever. I'm like, every cop in the city is suddenly surrounding you, and you actually think you're going to escape. And you go to try and escape. You can't escape. You get thrown in jail. And then And there are some dialogue choices. I don't know if they have – so it's interesting. So you get to these dialogue choice menus where you have different selections you can make, and I'm assuming they have some context of – it'll have – you know, it'll mean something in the story. But I don't really know if it does or not. Interestingly, at this point, I was about 30 minutes into the game, and because I was playing it on cloud, Xbox actually popped up a little chevron saying, do you want to install this game? I thought that was actually kind of clever. So when you're playing from a cloud game, you can actually say, yeah, let's go ahead and install this game, and I'll keep playing it through the cloud. But back to the bad game. So then you look, you kind of find out you're being questioned by the prosecutor, and she starts asking all these questions of you, and it's just cringeworthy dialogue. And it's like you're watching an anime movie. And Pete, your mm-hmm. expression right now is 100% how I felt through this entire time.
I mean, I can understand if like Red Dead Redemption and Assassin's Creed, where you've got just a fantastic story and great visuals, and if you feel it, don't you? But this, oh my God, this is
blameless.
Fucking bullshit, isn't it? This is fucking.
Oh yeah.
Wait, hold on. Does Lewis really like this?
I don't know. I think he just hates me. So then.
Where's Batwoman?
Batgirl? Oh, yeah. Of course, everybody's hypersexualized. That's the mysterious girl that comes and joins you in the fight. You're seeing all of the stuff that I played through. And a lot of this combat, you're just watching. You're not doing nothing. You're just watching it like an anime show.
Doing nothing.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah. You find that you basically get railroaded in for a crime. And apparently you're a teenager. You are sentenced... you're put on probation because you tried stopping, and this is funny because the game really makes a point of talking about adults were doing things and you should be obeying the adults.
Oh, wow.
And there's a lot of morality, really thick, heavy morality conversations happening within all of the dialogue. But you basically stop a guy from raping a woman and you push him to the ground and he gets hurt, and somehow you go to jail for it. Because he knows people, and then you're put on probation. And this was the interesting thing: part of you're put on probation, and sentenced to work at a cafe, and then go to a school.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, cafe.
And the best.
That was the sound effect. Yeah.
We're almost done. We're almost done here. At the end of the owner of the cafe says, "What a waste of my Sunday." And I thought the exact same thing right then when I was playing.
Well, I don't know why you went. Was it in 11 minutes over the hour? Why did you do that?
Well, okay. So what I was waiting for was the game saves in like it wasn't letting me save the game. And I was trying to timestamp it because I saw it shows how many hours you have played. Right. So I wanted the timestamp. And I had to get through this dumb tutorial section, and 11 minutes of dumb dialogue had to go by before it would let me save. Okay. So I got to that save, and I saved it, and I said, screw Lewis. this is a horrible game. I do not get why people like this game.
Yeah.
All I can think of, it's people that like anime. Because you're just watching an anime movie with a little bit of gameplay.
Dan says he said play it for an hour, not review it for an hour.
Well, you know what, we had to give this the proper you know, I couldn't just half-ass this. I got called out. It was a challenge, so I you know, my hope was at least some of this would be entertaining.
It was definitely bad.
Yeah. Boy,
and you took one for the team because I'll never play this stupid thing. So
yeah,
I did that when I played Halo.
Now look, Halo is like Oscar worthy compared to what I went through with this game.
Oh boy.
It is amazing how just overly bad it was. So I don't want to spend any more time on it. We're done talking about it. Persona 5 Royale will. Thank God I didn't install this game. At least
lock
I just played it through the cloud. This is where cloud gaming, by the way, really shines. Because I instantly was able to play this, and I comfortably went to sleep knowing it's not on my hard drive. all right. Anything else before we need to go move on to the quiz?
I need a beer.
Oh, boy.
I need a beer. Oh, a quiz. Do you want a quiz?
A beer would be great. Yeah.
Quiz music. Yeah. That
do
would
you
be
need
good.
Quiz music?
I've got quiz music. It's
okay.
It's really, really
good. It's going to sound a little bit different.
Yeah. It's a quiz. There you go. That's the quiz. And I'll do that now.
All right, now everybody get set. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
That's like clockwork. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's quiz time. We won't start with Robin, obviously, since the old man is going off to get a beer. We will start with Pete because, Pete, you haven't been here in a long time. So I have just – this is a breakfast-related quiz for all of you.
Oh, dear. Yes.
So, Pete, all three of you actually – let's just say you all work at the same company. You're all dealing with different breakfast foods. And your particular charge, Pete, because you love your beverages, as just seen by your glass of wine, you, Pete, are in charge of breakfast drinks, and you need to Pete, you are in charge, and you have to make a decision. Which of these three drinks do you keep on the menu forever? Which of these do you just feature for a one-weekend event? And which do you kill off and nobody will ever be able to drink this again? Are you ready?
Go.
Okay. So your first drink is tea. Nice breakfast tea. Coffee. And orange juice.
Oh, God.
So, which of those three, let's start at the top. Which of those three do you keep forever on the menu? It's a staple. You're never taking it off.
Oh, God.
Or is it easier to just kill one off? Is there one on there that you feel nobody should ever drink again?
See, the thing is, I don't like orange juice, and I feel like nobody should ever drink that again. And being British, I think I should say tea at the top and feature coffee. There's different flavors of tea, isn't there? And coffee. So
true.
I think we should feature a coffee and keep the tea going forever. Oh dear God.
Okay.
Why did you buy that at EGX?
Yes, he brings that to bed with him, and Judith apparently loves it. All right, so the decisions, Pete, let's just recap this.
Tea.
Straight to the horse's mouth. Tea stays at the top. Coffee is a one time. And juice, you've killed orange juice for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, boy.
I'll go to Kim next since we're waiting for the horse's ass. Kim.
Yes.
You are in charge of breakfast sides.
Okay.
You have three different side dishes to your breakfasts.
All right.
Your choices are sausage, mm-hmm. breakfast ham, and bacon.
I knew
Why didn't I get this question? Why did I get this?
So, Kim, which of these three are you keeping forever? Which of these three are you going to feature just one time? And which is gone for good, never to be seen again?
Kind of difficult, but well, first and foremost, the one that's staying around forever is obviously bacon, because bacon, I mean, honestly,
right?
Crispy or like streak, medallion. I need some clarification about this.
It's just bacon. I mean, you can eat it whichever way you want to eat it. I don't give a damn.
Vegan bacon.
Well, if you're into that sort of thing.
I mean, I could have made this more difficult. I could have gone very specific, like Canadian bacon.
Right, exactly. You know,
limp bacon.
We'll be here forever.
Turkey sausage, but I didn't. I tried
turkey
to be...
Turkey sausage is really nice.
How can turkey sausage be bacon?
Yeah. All right, so we're keeping bacon, Kim.
Bacon. And then I think... This is a hard one, because I like both. But I think we'd have to go with sausage next. And ham would be gone forever.
Killing ham. Okay. All right. Hardly, Dan. Breakfast ham, basically, you know, in at least in the U.S., you know, you'll get like some thicker slices of ham that they'll throw onto the griddle, and not to be confused with spam.
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay. And now for the ultimate
Oh, boy.
Ultimate question. Robin.
Yes.
You are in charge of traditional UK breakfast items.
Yes, this is a challenge.
You have to make a choose. You have to make a choice.
Mexico. How could you give him this question?
Yeah, is this like an Ulster fry? Yeah, are we talking about here an English fry or a Scottish version of a fry?
So here's the funny thing. I actually had that on, and then I changed it up. Okay. Ulster fry and breakfast, those were all on there, but I changed it up. I went with more. You'll understand in a second. So butteries.
What?
Drop scone.
What?
Buttery?
Or a crumpet.
What?
Oh, crumpets.
Yeah, fuck them all. That's nothing to do with fry. No, go on. Every one of them. I like crumpets because, fuck, the word crumpet. I don't know. Those things are not part of any part of a fry that I would contend with.
I'm not saying part of a fry. Oh, they're just considered breakfast foods.
Say again? Crumpets?
Crumpet?
Yeah.
Butteries? Drop scone? And butteries.
I have no idea what a buttery is. Drop scone, I'm thinking that it's like a flapjack or something like that there. Crumpets, fine. Buttery crumpet? Yeah, I could live with that. But that's no way for a man to start a day. God. I'm keeping the crumpets. And... yeah, exactly. Freaking black pudding, like deep fried pancakes, soda bread.
That's not part
bread.
Of that. Is not part of. I could have given you deviled kidneys, but I didn't.
Oh,
I was sick. For like waffles.
Stop reading fucking Harry Potter books
kind of
or
reminds
something.
Me of
I don't know what you're reading
pancake.
About England. It's not jolly old England. It's
they're big dirty fries with bacon and eggs.
The only thing you could shoot the English for is putting beans on a fry. I mean, that's disgusting. That really is a horrible thing that they do. I'm sorry, but this does not compute with me whatsoever. I refuse to play.
You might have to turn in your British card.
All those things. White pudding, black pudding.
I mean, even if you go to Scotland, they have...
In
Scotland, they have square sausage, which is just... something spectacular as well. I mean, haggis.
Waffles.
Here, I'm popping some of these into the chat.
You have to educate me about what breakfast is. What is that?
Apparently, I do.
A buttery. Never heard of it. Never seen one. Never had one.
I guess you just
Aberdeen
in
Scotland. It's a Scottish thing, so it looks like a little buttery, bready, scone, soda bread sort of thing might be.
Yeah. So you kill that off. That's fine.
Killed.
Okay, done.
Like a really dry biscuit.
Sorry, Scottish people. You do nice things.
Sorry, Womble. You know, whatever.
You've got to have a fry, man. Jeez, flip me.
I was going to give you Ulster fry versus the traditional British breakfast, and then...
Well, see, you can't say that either. Jesus Christ, no. A British breakfast? It's an English fry. English breakfast fry. Scottish, I'm sure the Welsh have their own version of it as well, with leeks in it. But, I mean, you can't – it's not a British fry. It's an English fry or a Scottish fry or an Ulster fry and one from Wales, Shadwell. Seriously, just fuck me. Talk about putting us all in a wee box. Jesus. God almighty. Cancel,
I put
Greg.
You in a wee box all the time. Northern Mexico, hello.
Breakfast burritos, now you're talking.
No, okay.
So do you need further answers?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk about video games.
No, we're not going to talk about video games. We're
news.
Talking about the news.
Yeah.
Talk about something. Yeah.
Here is the fucking news.
See? Pete's got used to it now.
Can't believe you don't like butteries.
Butteries? What's buttery? It sounds like a rude word for boobs. Oh, I love those butteries. Get the butteries.
That's one way of describing it. Hey, by the way, eggy bread? What the fuck is that? That's just French toast.
Right.
Yeah, it's French toast.
Sort of, yeah. You just dip a piece of bread in some egg and you throw it in the frying pan.
It's French toast.
I know it
That's what French toast is.
Hey, let's not get into the film. Oh, yeah, because it's a moving picture or indicators.
The film.
My favorite, Kim had you spot on, Robin, because that video that you posted, which you so tried to like make fun of us,
yes.
Us Americans.
Yes.
And you're all, a film is shot on blah, blah,
and
blah.
And the wonderful... And then,
Kim, and Kim just straight up is like, but you say film.
Yeah, but the wonderful Mark Alex came back and said, yeah, but also we call in a car, we call them indicators, and Americans call them blinkers.
Yeah, because they blink.
Yes.
We just break it down to the simplicity part of it
news.
All.
Let's talk about some news things that are happening in the news world right now. Because do you know what how much money that Microsoft actually makes from Game Pass? Would you be surprised?
I'm really surprised at this.
Yeah, are you? They make 15% of their gaming revenue, says the wonderful and sexy Phil Spencer in his black t-shirt. Microsoft's Game Pass service is profitable and accounts for about 15% of the company's overall Xbox content and services revenue. Our wonderful gaming chief Phil Spencer shared this titbit of information on stage at the Wall Street Journal's live tech conference. Game Pass is an overall part of our content and service revenue. It's probably about 15%, he said. I don't think it gets bigger than that. I think the overall revenue grows, so 15% of a bigger number. But we don't have this future where 50 to 70% of our revenue comes from subscriptions. Don't be silly. So he's also said that they've seen an incredible growth on PC, because he knows that I've got a PC. And, you know, take up slowing on consoles due to saturation. And, you know, at some point, everybody on a console has it. The subscribe, so they're not going to keep growing. So the place where it's going to keep growing is like the PC subscriptions. And it's, do you know how much it's growing? 159%, which is fabulous. During that quarter 1 year of 2023, it's exactly what we expect it to be. So, you know, people are streaming more games than ever on the Xbox Cloud Gaming platform. And he hinted that the mobile gaming would play a major role in the future of Game Pass, which is very interesting for people who play things on Android phones, not so much Apple phones. So if you take a long-term bet, which we're doing, and that's what he said, that we're going to be able to get the access to players on the largest platforms that people play on, like Android and iOS phones, we want to be in a position with content that players and the storefront capability to take advantage of it. I think it's really important that he said that, and alluding to the recent disclosure that Microsoft wants to build an Xbox store that's available on mobile devices. So that's there you go. 15%, 159%.
The most surprising thing out of this for me,
yes,
is that it's profitable.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of speculation over the past couple of years. You know, Game Pass couldn't possibly be profitable yet.
Right.
It being profitable, that is actually a pretty big revelation. Makes you really kind of see why they're doubling down on this future.
Do you know what they didn't mention? He didn't mention in that whole news article. He didn't mention
the
Sony.
CMA?
No, he didn't mention Sony.
You know, I do also kind of wonder, though, you know, they talk about, oh, we think 15% is about the number it's going to stay at. It would just be a bigger number, but stay at that 50% of our overall revenue. I think that is maybe them also just trying to low-key all of this stuff. They know the CMA is watching everything right now, and that the, you know, the CMA has a little bit of a bug in their bonnet. And so,
if you have to guess a percentage, though, what would you say? Would you say higher or lower than that 15%?
Higher than 15. Higher than 15.
I would have thought higher than 15 as well.
Yeah.
Higher or lower? Higher or lower? Remember?
You're the same, Kim.
I would have thought higher, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything for two and a bit.
I thought Game Pass would have been like 25%.
Right.
Given how just dominant it feels.
Well, I suppose, I mean, there is a determinant level figure where he's right when he's talking about, yes, like subscriptions are leveling off because everybody that has one gets a subscription. And I suppose the extra money now is us buying bunny ears and pink stuff and... and silly costumes, and that's where the cream of the subscription service is. So,
Martin single-handedly keeping Game Pass above water.
So. Yeah, but again, I mean, that 15% was that 15% turnover, or revenue grows 15%
overall revenue.
So it's overall gross. So I wonder what the net is on it. You know.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what the actual profitability number is. Yeah, for sure.
Because you know what they say. Turnover is for fools.
Yeah.
Okay. The Witcher is getting an Unreal Engine 5 remake. CD. Yay! Project Red recently announced a whole bunch of projects it has in its pipeline, including multiple entries in the Witcher series. We've talked about this before. One of those is called Codename Cannabis Majorus. No, Canis no. Majorus. And it was then confirmed with it to be a fully fledged Witcher game developed in Unreal 5 Engine by an external studio. Okay, so it's a remake of the first title in Unreal Engine 5.
Yep.
Would you play it all again?
I would, because I've never played it the first time.
Yeah, I couldn't play it.
Oh, this is the...
Because it was keyboard and mouse, and I said...
Sorry, this is The Witcher 1. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'd be all over this game, wouldn't you?
Right, game. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. It's a couple of years away. Yeah, it's early. Yeah. The Witcher's under CPDR supervision in its early stage of development, so the game is likely to be at least a couple of years away. Okay, well, people love that sort of content. I mean, they love consistency in story and characters. Oh, oops. But we'll get to that in a minute or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the kind of remake, by the way, that I like. The game's been, you know, it's been out for a long time.
It. Yeah.
It's aged. It probably does not look nearly as good as our, you know, in our nostalgia minds might think.
Right.
And so this is a welcome return. Just like Modern Warfare 2 to me is a welcome return. It's been long enough removed that I'm like, ah, okay. Not something that was, let's just like 3 or 4 years back.
Having your head up inside a horse smells of rubber and latex.
Well,
what is Judith going to think when I lie down beside her tonight? The Age of Empires series is finally coming to Xbox consoles and cloud gaming. World's Edge, the Xbox studio that will be overseeing Age of Empires these days, held an event to mark the franchise's 25th anniversary. With it came some major news about the future of the series, including its debut on consoles. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition will be available on Xbox consoles and cloud gaming on January the 31st. What year? Next year. So Age of Empires is one of those classical, fabulous, wonderful games, and this game will live and die by its control scheme on a controller. It really will, because it would have been very, very heavily into keyboard control and multiple things there. So, yeah, it's going to support crossplay for Age of Empires 2, so you can play with your friends on Xbox, PC, or accessing it via the cloud. What's more, the game will support keyboard and mouse inputs on the console in case you'd rather use gamepad. World's Edge has designed a new controller tutorial along with a revamped onboardings experience for newcomers to the game. I like onboarding. On top of
that... Better than waterboarding.
The team... A small amount of waterboarding can be very sexy. On top of that, the team... has added the NAI system that is designed to make resource management more efficient and intuitive. Okay.
I think Pete needs to play this.
This is a Phil game. This is Phil.
It's real-time chess, Pete.
Yeah. It could be your new thing, Pete. Well, you know, after you get away from all the cheating.
You discounted me on XCOM and the turn-based.
You need to get away from all those cheaters in chess, Pete. You know, you're not going to have anal beads.
Oh my God.
Greatest story ever.
Yeah. Tim, what about that, Pete? What about the anal beads and chess? Would you ever use them?
I mean, who is this person? Side note, okay, so for the listeners, we discovered this story that circulated that about cheating in chess, and I guess one of the number one players in the world was calling out another player saying he was cheating. And I guess it came to fruition that they think the cheating is that he had inserted radio-controlled anal beads?
Vibrating, yeah.
Vibrating anal beads that were, like, remote-controlled by somebody else so they could... Again, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, what would it matter? How do they cheat in chess? You see all the moves in front of you. It's not like there's a secret playbook. I don't know.
Maybe it's a computer crunching moves.
I think he just wanted anal beads while he played chess.
Oh, don't be an arse.
That's my take
on
this.
Don't be an arse. Seriously.
I don't know. But he's suing him for $100
million. $100
million.
Jesus.
It was just a plug.
I like it.
Hardly Dan was the best comment of the day.
Yeah, very good. I love it. I love it. Anyway.
All right, let's continue on.
Okay, Fallout 4 is also getting a high FPS and 4K upgrades on PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. Fallout 5, as we know, is nowhere near completion. But Bethesda might have something to tide you over. VGC reports the game developer has unveiled plans to release a next-gen, well, really current-gen, update for PS5, Xbox, and blah, 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 in 2023. The upgrade will offer a high frame rate, 4K quality features, and include new, if currently unspecified, Creation Club content. That sounds like it has dollars attached to it. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time Bethesda has spruced up visuals for Fallout 4. An update for the Xbox One X enabled 4K in the 2015 era title, but at only 30 frames per second. The company took advantage of the FPS boost on the FPS boost on Xbox Series X and S to deliver 60 FPS game last year, but apparently capped the resolution at 1080p. While it's not exactly clear what improvements you'll see this time around, it won't be surprising if there are a few compromises. So, yeah, if you want to play Fallout 4 again,
I'll check it out.
Looks a bit better, a bit smoother. Yeah, you can go out and save the world in that wonderful world again. No,
it was a phenomenal game, though, wasn't it? Don't get it wrong; it was amazing. But when was it released? I've just googled it. 2015. Yeah, that's crazy.
Cray, cray.
It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, does it?
Oh, I know, but couldn't they just leave it alone and just concentrate?
No, come on. We're talking about Age of Empires 25 years ago. We're talking about Modern Warfare 2.
And I mean, look how many people went after Skyrim after they redid that thing. How many times?
Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah. Well, they charge you for those. So
right.
I don't even agree with the Modern Warfare 2 revamp. Even though it was amazing. I spent hours and hours and hours on it. In fact, at some point, I felt like I spent my life on it.
Yeah, me too. But me too.
I'm not going to do it again. I suppose there's millions of others that disagree. But
you will be. You will.
I know if I had Modern Warfare 2 again, I would play the single player campaign again, probably for the fourth or fifth time. And I would play a bit of multiplayer, and I would go, yeah, I'm done now. I've had my fill, but I would, you'll never recreate the magic again.
Absolutely not. No, I agree.
Yeah, I say that to Judith every night. You know, the first night is the best.
You'll never have it again.
Okay, so now for the most important story that affects this podcast tonight.
Yes.
Not directly gaming related, but it really will have effect on some people's lives.
This is like huge ramifications.
Liam Hemsworth is replacing Henry Cavill for The Witcher Season 4. The streamer announced on Saturday that Henry Cavill is exiting the fantasy series after 3 seasons in the main role, with Liam Hemsworth set to take over as the character. The third season is expected to debut in summer 2023, while 4 episode prequel series The Witcher Blood Origins stars Sophia Brown, Michelle Yeoh, and Laurence O'Farrell, and is set to launch in December 25th on Netflix. That's Christmas Day. My journey as Geralt of Rivia has been... has been filled with both monsters and adventures. And alas, I will be laying down my medallion and my swords for Season 4. Cavill said in a statement, "In my stead, the fantastic Mr. Liam Hemsworth will be taking up the mantle of the White Wolf. As with the greatest of all literary characters, I will pass the torch with reverence for the time spent embodying Geralt in enthusiasm to see Liam's take on this most fascinating and useful man. I'm sorry, Kim. He's gone."
This is terrible. Honestly.
Yeah.
He's coming to live with you.
He was also heard saying off camera, "I don't care, I'm Superman."
That's true.
I was gonna say, Kim, surely you're not moaning about the replacement, though.
I don't particularly care for it, no, because comparatively, Liam Hemsworth sucks. So
what
yeah,
does
no,
he
I'm
suck?
Not. Well, I don't know. Why don't you ask him? But
oh, I thought yeah. you liked Liam Hemsworth.
No, that's his brother, Chris.
Yeah.
That's the guy that plays Thor. Now, see, if they'd have done that, maybe this wouldn't be so hard. But in all seriousness, though, not because I'm some 44-year-old horny woman or anything, he really did a good job as Geralt. I mean, I was skeptical when they first said, oh, yeah, this is who it's going to be. And I'm like, I can't see that because all I can see was Superman. So I'm like, I don't see how this is going to work. But once they got everything together and going, he did a really good job. And I just can't see Liam.
Oh, well, I thought that was the Hemsworth that you liked. So I didn't realize yeah. that you liked. Oh.
Kim, it doesn't yeah. really matter, okay? Because, look, I'm going to do an impression of both of them right now. Okay, so first of all, this is Henry, okay? This is your view of Henry, and we'll see how it compares with Liam, okay? Okay, and now this is Liam. They both look the same. They both look the same to me. That's from your viewpoint, of course.
Of course.
Now it's time for new releases. You can't really say
Greg,
about that.
Greg, where can you see this show in the next 5 years?
You know, there's something to be said about the solo show. all right, Kim, new releases. Let's do it.
Alrighty, yeah, your new releases for November 1st through the 5th, because there wasn't anything, you know, and Halloween's tomorrow. So we have Endling, the extinction. Okay, fuck me, I can't even talk. Endling, Extinction is Forever, there we go, for the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on November 3rd. How to Say Goodbye for the Switch, PC, Mac, iOS, Android on the 3rd as well. Guess you don't know how to do that one. The Chant for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PC, November 3rd. The Entropy Center for the PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, PC, on the 3rd as well. WRC Generations for the PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, and PC, on the 3rd. Holy moly, there's a lot coming out on the 3rd. Demon Throttle for the Switch, November 4th. Harvestella for the Switch and PC on November 4th, and It Takes Two for the Switch on November 4th.
What a good game.
And there you go.
I feel like the game How to Say Goodbye, mm-hmm. I really want this just to be like a gag game, and so they start the opening credits of, you know, How to Say Goodbye, mm-hmm. and then they just roll end credits.
Right. That's the end. You know.
All right. Thank you for that, Kim.
Yep, yep.
Always nice to have a serious reading of games.
Right.
All right. Hey, this coming week, it may be Halo. It might be Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, boy.
To be played on Wednesday nights. Who knows? I'm just going to call this Shooter Night.
Shooter.
Wednesdays, we'll be playing
Shooter McGavin.
Something. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Will there be shots? You know.
There may be. You never know. But yeah, so Wednesday nights, we continue to play our games. Probably Halo, I'll be honest. But it might be Modern Warfare 2 at this point. That might be slipping in a little here. Just slide it on there.
Just a
tip. PUBG is still the game for Friday nights as of now. The whole Hunt the Showdown, that hasn't really caught fire within myself or really anybody else other than the SEAL podcast team. So... we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Look, you're at that point of the show. This is where we pretty much are going to wrap things up. We're going to say some nice things or some not so nice things, depending upon how we're feeling. But we do really want you to come back next week. We'll be on the same time. We'll be on Sundays. I may or may not be on next week because I will be doing Extra Life.
Same.
So, yeah. So, Kim also on Extra Life. So, this may be a UK special. Just be prepared. Yeah, but we'll be here. We'll, mm-hmm. And it'll actually be the times will be synced back up.
How do people donate money to you guys for Extra Life?
So the best way to do it is go on to the Extra Life page and look up the VG Hub team, VG Hub, and there you will find, I think, five of us. There's myself, Kim, Gary, Lewis, and the Wallowitz family.
Oh, very good.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary's a loser.
Yeah.
And I say that he's really not. So I found out Gary is doing something alternative other than.
Oh, he's raising some money for a friend of who's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how did the Denver Broncos do in London?
They won.
But they're staying here for a while.
Yeah. They might need to because they've not done well everywhere else. So come back next week. Let's do some shout outs. Pete. Start us off. Give us your best Smurftastic Cockade shout out.
I'm going to shout out you lot. You wonderful lot. It's great to see you again. I've really enjoyed tonight. I've not played a game. I've not done pretty much anything, but I've enjoyed turning up, enjoyed talking to you lot, and that's pretty much me. How's that? Okay. I'll pass you on to
Kim. It's fantastic.
Wait, who do you pass it to?
Kim.
The cat lady.
I'm going to shout out you guys too, because when I come on here, and I've been kind of mopey today and a little depressed and for how things went last night and everything, but I feel better now, so you know, that's
it's temporary. You'll feel bad again very shortly, don't worry.
Probably. I have no doubt.
It was the horse head that made you feel
and,
better,
you know, knock over one of the freeloader kittens or something. Love you, Robin. And next weekend, if you guys are around and want to jump in on some games and kind of help us keep us awake for Extra Life, you're more than welcome. I don't know what the hell we're playing, but come join us, have some fun, listen to us as we get sleepy and goofy. And because trust me, I will. Tank Top knows this. The more tired I get, the longer we go, the more random shit comes spouting out of my mouth. So
can I just ask the question? Are you playing like Friday night through to like Saturday or
Saturday through Sunday?
Saturday to Sunday.
Yeah, because I'll probably try to get about 2 or 3 on Saturday morning, and then
that is my plan right now, is somewhere between 5 and 6 to start. It kind of worked out well starting at 5 a.m. last year, so I think I'm going to try and replicate that.
Right. Okay, I'll see what I can do to jump on with you.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Have some crazy PUBG or something like that, but I should be established in this office, and.
And you will be streaming, so we'll plug in the stream into the podcast as well. So,
yes, and I will say this, at least from my perspective, Saturday night to Sunday, it's more helpful having people play at that time than early in the Extra Life.
Right.
Early in the Extra Life, I have all kinds of energy. I could care less.
Yes.
It's
right.
Those weaning hours.
It's
where I'm like
3 and 4 in the morning. Yeah. 5 in the morning. Yeah.
Midnight to like 3, you know. When no matter how much soda or candy I eat, the blood sugar is just not going anywhere else but down. So
yeah.
So anyway, everybody have a good week this week, and we'll see you next week. Over to Robin.
Yeah, everybody in the chat, that's been good fun tonight. Thank you for reminding me of my terrible driving. Thanks for watching my stream. I will be on through the week, streaming again on ACC, a set of Corsa Competizione. So watch out for that. I think I've got the updates on Twitter and other bits and pieces sorted now, and my streaming seems to be working quite well now. I have multiple cams. I've got the overhead cam and the rear end cam and the close-up cam. Watch for that, and everybody, good luck next weekend for Extra Life. It's a cracker. I won't be joining this, but you know, what do you do? But I will be dropping in and giving you all the support that I can, and dropping a bob or two in the pot. Elon, good lad. And Greg, take us home.
I thought for a second you were calling me Elon. First of all, I'm excited, Pete, for you, because I think Martin now wants to play chess with you. He said it sounds like fun based on the new version. shout out to Halloween. I love this time of year. I love Halloween. It is so much fun. We completely deck out the house. We go crazy with our costumes. We had a little preview yesterday. We're doing some trunk or treating. walking around as Grim Reapers. But tomorrow is the main event. Tomorrow, I will be a Grim Reaper, but I will be a full-on skeletal Grim Reaper. And my my goal is to scare not only kids, but parents.
There you go.
And that is the ultimate fun, because I've mastered the ability to remain motionless while standing. So I look like I'm just a mannequin. Hmm. And I have parents all the time coming up and looking at me dead in the face, being like, I don't know if it's real or not. And then you just move slightly and scare the crap out of people. That's the goal. That's the
spirit. I've seen a scary video of someone's front garden in America for Halloween, and they had all these scary, scary signs up, and it was the price of a gallon of fuel and my mortgage rate. and there was all signs like that. That was really, really good. Anyway, some clever people are around.
Yes. Love it. And of course, Extra Life, we were just talking about it. Excited to be doing it again. It's been a good run so far. I'm up to, I think, $1,675 raised. So I'm trying to hit 2,000 by the time the event kicks good off. Stuff. So that'll be good.
Excellent.
A big shout out to my wife, by the way. Not only is she awesome for Halloween.
Fucking useless at the kitchen floor. We never talk about that.
Well, yeah. We're not talking
about
the kitchen.
We'll leave that one
to
next week.
Yeah, but exactly. She's been... she's been going through all kinds of stuff with organizing my brother-in-law who passed away, organizing a celebration of life event for him. And so she has just been a real trooper. So I wanted to give her some love. I know she won't necessarily listen to the show, but you know what? I love you, Cindy. And so on that note, even if you know, you're not the greatest of the in Robin's kitchen, I still love you. And I think that's it. I think we can call this a show. We'll wrap it up in a nice little bow.
Done.
Woohoo.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
And we are done.